The Ottoman Wheelers are into a state semifinal. Aiden Kiergaard, Austin Christensen among the stars tonight. Aiden, we'll start with you. This is always the goal, and you guys are onto the dome. How are we feeling?
You know, it's a great feeling. You know, it's been one of the goals we wanted to accomplish this whole year. You know, our goals throughout the season, you know, was win a district title, make the playoffs, and then go play indoor football, and it feels great.
Heck of a battle to get there. As a competitor, how fun of a game was this to be a part of?
Yeah, that was a great game. We had to push through and have to have some adversity. You know, the first play, big touchdown they scored. You know, we had to say so what and move on, and then we did it.
Offensively, just enough tonight. You were, of course, a big part of that. Take me through what the offense did tonight.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to run the ball quite a bit. You know, big O line, you know, I always trust them. And they're great guys to have. And then we had Austin over here, you know, getting open. He's good, a guy to throw to, you know, and she had some big runs and big plays to seal it off.
This is a program that's had a lot of success and knows that it's really hard to do what you guys have done. I guess just speak to kind of how you're feeling about that right now.
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot, you know, the early mornings, late nights, you know, working in the summer, taking lots of time, you know, and just doing as much as you can with the team, you know, getting that bond together, and that'll do it.
Let's go over to Austin now. You're getting to play football in the Interdome next week. How does that sound? How does that feel?
Feels pretty good. That's something we've worked for and had our eyes set on all year, so it feels good.
Offensively, you were a big part of a passing game that was really good tonight. Take me through kind of your role offensively.
I got AK, a really good quarterback that just throws me the ball when I'm wide open. You know, Coach Burks, he's pretty good at finding the defense's weakness so that we can run that or pass that ball where it's going to be open.
You know, on those passing plays, you guys scored on like a fourth and long and then a third and long. What was kind of going through your mind? What was your plan of attack there?
Plan of attack is just like every other play, just hit them hard and everybody do your 1/8, and we all want that final goal touchdown.
The defense was phenomenal tonight, and you were a big part of that. I guess just touch on, you know, what you guys did well tonight. Kind of probably imagine a lot of what you've done well all year.
You know, it starts with the D-line. They do amazing, getting in there, messing things up, so that us linebackers and DBs like AK over here can just flow in and get that tackle.
A couple of big fourth down stops. I know you kind of blew one play up. What do you recall about those?
You know, I just kind of saw what they were doing and figured I could shoot a gap and do my best to try and get them behind and keep them from getting that first down.
How hectic was the final minute as they were driving down? And then, you know, take me through kind of your vantage point of the final minute and how you guys were able to hold on.
We kind of knew what they were going to do. You know, it was pretty hectic. We knew they were going to try and throw the ball, get the points, and weren't going to run it and waste time. So we knew they were going to throw, so we kind of aligned our players accordingly and figured out where, you know, we should sit out so that we can wait for that pass.
Senior year, you've put in a lot of time and effort into this program. To know that it's going to end, you know, accomplishing what everybody wants to accomplish, how do you put that into words?
It's really hard to, I guess. I'm not kind of drawing a blank here, but, you know, everybody has poured everything into this year. Beginning in the weight room in the summer all the way to now, everybody's poured everything in, and I feel like everybody's just equally as devoted to go.
Gentlemen, awesome job tonight.
I thought this was going to be a shootout. Had makings of a shootout, and it was defense that carried both of them.
Yeah, we knew our defense was capable of making some big plays tonight. We needed every single one of them. Offensively, as the OC, I'm not feeling great about only scoring what we did. But that's just part of that. We're all going to get better in the next week. But that's what good teams do. Good teams challenge each other. They don't make it easy. And I think both of us kind of got bad reps for not playing a lot of defense or you know, blowing teams out. And the offense gets the numbers. But you see in quality eight-man football, it's all three phases. You know, and at the end of the game, that could have very well come down to a special teams two-point, PAT, whatever it could have been. We weren't great on two-point conversions. Could have been the difference in the game. Hayden Larson getting that bad snap at the end of the game. I mean, it's all three phases for four quarters. And proud for our kids. They played their tails off.
Speak to the resiliency of tonight.
Our kids, they've had a great offseason. They've had a great preseason. They've had a great in-season and now postseason. And I don't just mean wins and losses and stats. I mean our culture, our attitude, our respect for one another. It's our quiet confidence about them. They're not overlooking anyone. They're not cocky. They want to play together, and they don't care how old they are. They don't care what position they are. You can't tell when they're out there who's sophomores, who's juniors, who's seniors, who's friends off the field. Just extremely happy for our kids because they've done it the right way.
Take me through kind of that final sequence as they were driving and knocking on the door.
you hope that clock goes faster than it does. I don't know. You know, I thought our kids made enough plays. You know, I think that's what it was. We had enough plays, and that we had one more play than they did. You know, we called the timeout at the end to try to make sure we identified Kriegel, and if they were going to throw it up to him, make sure we drop back to our right spots. I thought our secondary did a good job, and D-line did a nice job of flushing him out as well. But the whole sequence was tough, but I thought, you know, even when they picked up yards, there was the one chunk play to the 30 where they got out of bounds where we had a couple guys that missed an assignment, and that's what they do. They relish those opportunities. But other than that, I thought even when they gained yards and gained first downs, they were tough. They made the clock move, and we did just enough.
Offensively, you know, kind of just enough probably kind of sums it up as well.
Yeah, there's more out there. We left a lot of meat on the bone there, and I think we'll look at film and see a lot of opportunities that were missed, and it's on all phases. I think late in the game we flipped a play where I didn't want us to flip it, but I give our kids authority to do that. Just some missed assignments, but again, they're playing that two-man front. They're bringing a lot of pressure. It's not something we've seen a lot of. We thought we had a good game plan, and I'll give Iowa Valley credit. They brought lots of pressure. We probably should have thrown a little more than we did, but we, especially late, we really want to get the clock moving. But give credit to those guys. They did a lot to keep us down, and our defense did enough to keep them down.
You mentioned, you know, sometimes eight-man football gets the rap of, you know, not playing defense. Definitely not the case tonight. I mean, you guys were phenomenal defensively. What stood out to you?
Just guys doing their job, and guys went down at times. Carter was a little dinged up. Carson came in. Jorgen got dinged up. We moved Mason and Carson around. Isaac got dinged up. Lane came in for a play. It was just kind of next man up, and everyone doing their job. I thought Brody Weber had some nice plays on the edge. You know, forced the holding penalty there late as well. Our 3D linemen, you know, they're taking on doubles. They're taking on lead backs. Austin at linebacker is flying all over, and he's trying to fly through all the traffic. That scheme is really tough because you have to be gap sound, and they move the gap on you. And then that cutback lane, you know, they really want to cut back against if you over-pursue. But keeping an offense like that to 19 points, and the first one was an explosive play. Other than that, you know, we didn't really let them march it on us. If we found a way to bend but don't break a lot, which is what we take pride in.
It's very hard to get to the dome. I mean, you know that as well as anybody. For this group to be able to do that, speak to that.
I'm so happy for them. You know, as a coach, I've been there. As a player, I've been there. Just that moment, that's what you work for, right? Kids growing up in Iowa that play football, they say they want to play in the dome. There's just something special about that, you know, with the TV and the indoors and the charter bus and the hotels and everything that goes with that. But more than anything, our kids want to play one more football game, and they know they're two wins away from a state title. And, you know, the freshmen, sophomores are more excited about the other stuff probably. But the kids that play, you know, our contributors, they'll be locked in all week, and they're not happy with just getting this far. But at the same time, we want to make sure our kids enjoy this and soak this in, because a lot of kids in Iowa grow up with this dream, and a lot of most kids that play football don't get this opportunity, and we're going to make sure that we soak that in.
Yeah, I know you guys aren't going to be happy just being there. What will you guys have to do to keep playing football?
We got to find out who we're going to play. I don't know if you know that one yet.
Probably Garrigan.
Top 4-1, yeah. Okay. Or four of the top five, whatever. What we know against Bishop Garrigan so far is they're large, and they want to run it at you. Marty's a great coach. It's a great program. You know, we've had them kind of pegged as the number one team all offseason, as everyone did. I've just seen clips of them. I know their middle linebacker's a dude. I know they're up front. They're really, really, really big. And we're going to have to be really gap sound and really physical. And I think you'll see a lot of strength on strength again next week. It just may look a little bit different than this week.